This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our man Jeff Hathorn, he joins right now. We love talking to him a couple times a week, and we do that right now. Hello, Jeff. Happy Thursday morning to you. How's everything?
Good. Good morning, guys.
Tell me this. So maybe you saw it on social media. Maybe you got the email. Who knows how it was delivered to you. But you got the Chris Letang news yesterday, and you've covered that team extensively for decades, and that's no exaggeration. As soon as you got that news, you thought what?
Well, you know, I was at the game Tuesday, and he was out sick is what we were told. And there are a couple of us that swear that we saw him. And when we saw this news, we're like, how could that be? So there was a little bit of confusion because, you know, how could – you think stroke and you think the worst-case scenario. Obviously, you know, when you found out and then you found out quickly that he was in the room and that it looks like he's going to be okay, you're relieved. But, man, this guy's been through a lot. And, you know, he's in crazy great shape. And, you know, that's it's unfortunate. But hopefully, like they say, he's going to be back a lot sooner than he was last time, and that they'll be able to, you know, figure this out. But, man, and another quick thing, and I know this is something that Chris wants out there. You know what? He felt weird. He didn't just try to fight through it. He contacted his doctor, and that was a huge reason as to why they were able to prevent maybe something more serious.
Jeff, this is obviously an unfortunate situation with Letang, and, you know, we obviously hope that he – you know, returns to full health, but the Penguins still have to play hockey. How do they make up for the lack of production that they're going to have while Letang is out?
Yeah, they don't. Obviously, they don't have another Chris Letang on the roster, and you know they've got to have other guys contribute. It's not going to be one person. You hear that a lot when there's injuries, and we've heard that a lot with the Penguins because they've had a lot of injuries or situations. So yeah, they're going to have other people step up. Petrie's got to play better. Patterson's got to, you know, keep elevating his game. And then somebody's going to get an opportunity, you know, whether at first it's Chad Ruhwedel, whether it's, you know, Ty Smith gets that chance. Somebody's going to get that opportunity, and, you know, they need to take advantage of it. Hopefully, like we've seen from this team in the past, you know, they rally around this, play responsible hockey, and it turns out from an on-ice standpoint to be not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly help them fix the power play, though, Jeff, right? I mean,
no, but you know what? It's so bad right now. You know, maybe
can't get worse.
A different person in there, maybe a different mentality of, hey, we just got to simplify this because we don't have Chris. Maybe that will help.
Moving it along to Steelers, we talked to Jeff Hathorn here. Let's say Jaylen Warren is 100% or ready to go like he says he was yesterday at practice, and that trickles into the Atlanta game. Is he the undeniable number one guy on the depth chart? He leapfrogs Benny Snell. And let's say that Najee Harris can't go. How do the carries then get broken down?
Well, let's kind of go forward, at least for this week, with the thought process that Najee can't go. Jaylen Warren's going to be the starting tailback. I think Benny Snell will get carries. I don't think they're going to have a 25-carry Jaylen Warren game, especially coming off injury. But I do think Jaylen will be the starter, and I think Benny will get some reps. And, you know, I think McFarland proved that he, you know, should at least get a couple of opportunities. I thought he was solid, and, you know, and he's that guy they've been waiting for, that change of pace back, that, you know, he could catch the ball out of the backfield. He can have small bursts, you know, to take a 2 or 3 yard gain into 10 real quick. So I do believe that Jaylen Warren would be the starting tailback. And obviously, if Snell runs like he did last week, then that will allow him to get more carries within the game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jeff, every back on the roster outside of Najee, Jalen Warren, Anthony McFarland, and Benny Snell, they all average a higher percentage per rush than Najee Harris. Why do you think that is? Why is it that whenever those guys get in, they seem to be able to create more yardage than Najee this year?
Yeah, and I think obviously some of the lower rushing totals from Najee came earlier in the year. And I do think the injury played a factor in that. I do think he was still suffering from the foot and probably still is. And I also believe the play calling's made it a little better for him to just stop thinking at the line and just go and hit the holes. But listen, Jalen Warren is a guy who just pounds into the hole. You know, at most, it's Benny Snell is a one cut back. And, you know, the sample size for Anthony McFarland is pretty short. But I think that's the reason. I think both Snell and Warren are guys that hit holes hard. And I do think the offensive line has improved. And there are probably more holes. No, there are more holes there now than there were earlier in the year.
Jeff, Alex Highsmith, a premier pass rush bookend to T.J. Watt, or just a guy feasting off of having the reigning defensive player of the year on the other side?
Man, that's a tough decision for this team. Coming up is contract wise, you know, how many big contracts can you have on that defensive side? I do think he's an emerging pass rusher. You know, obviously he's not TJ Watt. You know, it's going to depend on how much he wants. I love his work ethic. The guys really appreciate how much he dives into learning and asking questions. He's a sponge with them. He's come from this third-round pick from Charlotte to become a legit, solid NFL pass rusher. Obviously, he's helped by TJ, but I think he's got some talent there, and it's going to be a tricky decision.
Well, let me ask you some of their needs.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Let me jump in here then, and let's get to that decision. You don't have for a while to pay the quarterback, the tight end, the running back, nobody on the offensive line, and what will be your number one receiver. You don't have to pay those guys for at least a couple years. Does that make it easier to pay Highsmith if you want to now?
I think it does, unless they decide, you know, depending on how their draft goes and where they go, you know, do they want to make immediate upgrades in free agency on the offensive side of the ball? And that will impact, you know, what they decide to do. And then, you know, the other question is, how much do they improve themselves defensively in the draft? You know, they have so many picks and they have a lot of needs. I mean, is Highsmith a priority over, if they don't draft a middle linebacker or a free agent corner? It's part of the intrigue of a salary cap world is trying to figure out how to divide that pie.
Jeff, do you sense any turmoil between Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, and Kenny Pickett at all? Like, I mean, obviously, Deontay Johnson, you know, he says he's open. There's analytics out there that say he's open, but he's not getting the ball. No touchdowns on the year. Do you sense any turmoil thus far just based off of how his season has went?
No, not at all. In fact, Pickens and Deontay are, you know, before practice, they're always playing catch. They're, you know, they're laughing. They're in good moods. There's no friction between those guys. There's no issue with Kenny. And Deontay's not a guy that walks into the locker room, at least at the times when we're allowed in there, that is ever a problem or anyone or is ever moping or he doesn't talk to guys. That's not the case at all. He's a very good teammate and guys respect how hard he works. And, you know, I think maybe from what Deontay was saying yesterday about, hey, I'm having a good year, maybe that's just recognition to him. You know, that's a way to tell himself like, hey, you know, just keep plugging along. The catches are going to come. But I don't see him as any issue in that room.
Real quick, before we let you run, Jeff, you've been with the team for several games so far. Is what we're seeing from Pitt basketball legit? Are they turning things around?
Man, if they can shoot 64% from three again, they're going to win a lot of games. That was an amazing performance against Northwestern that almost everybody missed because of the Steeler game. They have better talent this year. Are they going to have their ups and downs? Sure. But the talent level has improved. They have some older guys that can score in Power 5 basketball. So, yeah, I think they're improved. How much will depend on their point guard play and how some of these younger post players develop.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We will chat again.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely, positively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.